For a while now, Wisconsin's been working on a registration system to trace cattle in case of illness. The first case of mad cow in the U.S. has caused cattle prices to plummet, so Representative Barb Gronemus of Whitehall wants quick action on her cattle registration bill.
Beef prices had just reached a point where the farmer was beginning to make a buck. This is really a devastating financial impact on the world and world trade.
Wisconsin's agriculture secretary says the state could potentially lose more money from mad cow than Canada or the United Kingdom. Rod Nielsen-Sestoon says the state has to trace animals not only for food safety, but to protect jobs in Wisconsin's burgeoning beef industry.
We're number 7 in farm cash receipts in livestock. We're number 3 nationally in the sales of processed meats and sausages. We're number 9 in exports of red meat in the country.
State veterinarian Robert Ehlenfeld says U.S. beef is safe to eat. He supports more testing of cattle sold for meat, saying it might convince other countries to open up their markets. However, he doesn't think the nation should follow Japan's lead and test all cattle. And he expects there will be changes to the strict rules against butchering ill cattle, even if they have only a broken leg. This was recently announced by U.S. Ag Secretary Ann Veneman.
People were surprised that Secretary Veneman went that far because of the injured cow situation. So I think steps will be taken to address it.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin lawmakers debate whether to start the first phase of a mandatory animal tracking system. The proposal calls for farmers to pay $30 for registration. Critics say all consumers should share in the cost of food safety and that the state should wait for a national system. Others say the state can't afford to wait. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.